If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Mary J. Blige. Interesting.
So.
Welcome, everyone, to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, I'm Eric, and I'm joined by...
Christian.
And Bailey.
Take two.
What the fuck, man?
Fucking kitties, I tell you.
Kitties be kittying, man.
We had a hell of a 10-minute run on an episode, and then I realized one of the kitties unplugged our USB cord to our mixer.
I thought you put Ripley in charge of, like, sound.
Yeah, well, she fucked it up.
Ridiculous. You guys will never know all the gold that we just said in that 10 minutes.
Mm. So, this is a mulligan. But anyway, guys, thank you for listening. And make sure you guys have the show on auto download. Download the episode, share the show, do all the fun stuff that we really appreciate you guys doing.
Mama needs a new mattress.
Yes.
Mama needs a new mattress. We need a new laptop. That's
I'm about to start a GoFundMe of just like support from the Creeps in the Crypt. Like support Bailey's mattress.
Just donations.
No, but for real. Like I wake up in pain every day. It's so bad.
Do you just want to crash on the guest room bed?
I got my kitties.
She has kitties.
My bed is literally turned into a taco.
That's weird.
It is. It's like caved in the middle.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you do know a guy that sells beds.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know. I was complaining earlier. I was like, I don't even know how to buy a mattress. And then I was like, wait a goddamn minute.
Yeah, I know somebody.
You know a mattress expert.
I know a guy.
You know he was in training. There was all kinds of stuff that he had to do at work about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You had mattress training?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, when anytime a new line comes out. But anyway, we're not here to talk about mattresses today. This isn't.
I mean, it mattresses could be a good segue. In the crypt. Lots of shit happened on mattresses, especially in the case of Sean P. Diddy Combs.
We're fighting a pedophile conspiracy, but beyond that, it's a vampire conspiracy in that they are interdimensionally sucking the essence of our youth.
It's still a great soundbite. I know she's talking about Epstein, but it might as well be one and the same. we're doing a little bit of a different thing today. We're not discussing true crime. We're doing a conspiracy episode. So this is one of those like loose form
episodes. I mean, this is crime.
This is crime.
And it is allegedly true.
But it's not like a deep dive full fucking barrage into it. We're just going to scrape the surface, talk about things alleged, or as Bailey puts it, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And then we're going to talk about a couple of other topics that are pretty wild. So let's deep dive into Puff, Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Puff Diddy. All right. So, so the nickname Puff came from when he was younger. He would puff his chest out because he would get all angry. He'd get a little aggro. So I believe it was his mother who started calling him Puff, which then when he started producing records became Puff Daddy. And then I guess that name got a bad reputation, so he changed to P. Diddy. So there have been some allegations as of recent.
Let's go over the BBC article that I sent in the group chat. Do you have
the big black?
Well, British Broadcasting.
Oh.
You know, not big black cock. We're not talking about Diddy's penis, Bailey.
Anyway.
I mean, actually, we kind of are in a weird way, but
you're talking about his penis in a pseudo way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, so four women, including Cassie, who was a singer back in, I don't know, you guys were adults then, right?
I guess. I don't know. I listen to that type of music.
Okay. Are we now?
She was a singer back in the day. She was one of the artists signed to him. And she has filed a lawsuit against him. She's also his long-term girlfriend. Not anymore.
Homie got sued by the girlfriend.
Yeah, not anymore. And then Lil Rod, Rodney Lil Rod Jones, has filed a similar suit, alleging that P. Diddy abused him over a year-long period while he was living with him. So the thing about him is that he would sign all these artists and they would make one record. And then they would basically drop off the map. Like, you wouldn't hear anything from them ever again. Not ever again, but, like, they would have to basically beg P. Diddy to make their second album.
It's literally... Did you ever watch The Chappelle Show?
No. My dad tried to make me, and I didn't want to.
So, there was a bit that Dave Chappelle did where he was ripping on P. Diddy for making the band too. And he was like, I want y'all to go to Little Vietnam and get me some Vietnamese breast milk. I only drink the finest of breast milks. Just weird shit like that. Like, what? Chappelle nailed it, dude.
Interesting. So Diddy would have like these, in the case of Cassie, she's alleging that basically he abused her physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually, all that stuff. For years and years and years while they were together, he basically like pumped her up with all these drugs. So she developed a drug addiction, which is commonly seen in cult leaders.
And drug dealers at a strip club.
And that. Yeah. And then he would basically make her do these things called freak offs, where she would have to either like sleep with him or she would have to get like a prostitute. Male or female, don't know.
Little bit of a brute. What's that fucking shitty Rob Schneider movie? Bruce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Deuce Bigelow.
That's Bigelow. It. Yeah.
But essentially, he was like cucking himself.
Well, I mean,
or performing in them. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, if he's like, go find me a hooker and bring it back to the house.
Go find me a hooker.
Go find me a hooker.
But yeah, and so he would like beat her up and make her like stay in the hotel because he whooped her ass and he didn't want anybody to see. All his security like knew about it, didn't do shit. He also had a lot of like weird stuff go on with, I believe like Usher was one of his proteges or whatever.
So it was Young Jock.
Okay, young jock. But Usher actually lived in his house. And
yeah, there's a bunch of weird shit with Usher, dude. There's some like, weird videos that have come out.
Yeah, and as we know, like, you know, like you said earlier, Diddy, like, threw all these raging parties. And this was happening when Usher was 14, 15, living in his house.
So Diddy's parties were, like, legendary. And his character in Get Him in the Greek is not far off.
I actually just watched that movie for the first time.
Like, he literally plays himself.
Interesting.
Like, here, I want you all to smoke this Jeffrey, because nobody could be afraid of a Jeffrey.
Yeah, he also made sure, like, he made people make sure that they had cocaine with them all the time so that he could have that. And he really loved, like, ecstasy and probably weed.
I feel like this whole thing, though, if he's a cokehead, this is just big cocaine energy.
Big cocaine energy.
BCE, bro. BCE.
Big BBC cocaine. With a BCE.
Yeah. Big. Well, you don't have a big dick on cocaine. It's just sad.
Limp dick.
But he was basically running like Epstein Island West Coast. He would bring all these celebrities in and shit, and then like record them doing fucked up shit so he could blackmail them.
So yeah,
he could just make him do whatever the fuck he wanted.
We also can't forget the implications in both the murders of Tupac and Biggie.
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
And we will cover those to a full extent on the show.
So he has a hand in that. And then, like you said, arrested the football coach.
Well, I said that before we had to re-record. Oh,
whoops.
But, yeah, in, like, what, 2015, he got arrested for trying to fight a football coach and tried to assault an assistant with a kettlebell or some crazy shit.
Over, like, his son or something. I'm telling you, dude,
big cocaine energy.
Yeah, but he definitely has, like, some anger issues. Definitely. He definitely gives the vibe of untouchable because there's been shit in the past that I believe have, like, happened where he's been able to just pay it off.
There's a story I've heard, and I don't know how true this is, but I've seen it on a few different sources and a couple of different people tell it. He I don't know who the artist was in this situation, but like Diddy basically told him, if you want this record made, you're gonna have to suck my dick. And that's the guy like nice. Sucked his dick. And Diddy still didn't make the record for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He would, like, tell them, like, you basically blackmail them into being like, I'm not going to make your record because this and that and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you have to do this and whatever. But.
Because it's not about sex. It's about power.
Right.
Because it's not like he's getting off on getting his dick sucked by a dude. It's the fact that he's degrading that person to get what they want. It's full control.
And then there's also lots of like stuff with Justin Bieber too, like really weird videos of him with Justin Bieber and just like making him uncomfortable and being fucking just fucking weird. He was just a untouchable power trip, like basically could just do whatever he wanted to. And now it's all coming to light. And it makes you think, too, like, if that was what was happening then, like, what is the shit that's happening right now that, like, we're going to find out in, like, 5-10 years?
Oh, well, there's already videos of, like, him throwing a yacht party where he makes every girl on the yacht hand their phone over.
Lovely.
To his security team. So nobody can, like, make a call or record anything except his people that are recording.
Someone on Reddit said they call him Sean Combs because he be grooming.
God damn.
Got him. R. Kelly walked so Diddy could run.
Dude, well, for that matter, Drake too. Shit.
Is Drake bad now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Drake's real bad. Yeah. All right, so I've been eating good on TikTok with this Drake and Kendrick beef.
Dude, I love Drake.
I'm going to have to show you Kendrick's diss tracks back to Drake. Phenomenal. If you haven't heard it, if you haven't followed this, go follow it. It's...
PBL Drizzy.
Yeah, well, that's part of it, but that's not Kendrick. That's Metro Boomin. But yeah. the music industry, the rap music industry is on fire right now. It's
well,
not in a good way. I'm sure like it's every burning down
industry. Like it's, I mean, it's just,
well, Universal Music Group is also implicated in this entire thing with Diddy too.
How much do you want to bet that Diddy fucking finds somehow fucking weasels his way out of this shit?
Well, he reached a settlement the day after with that Cassie girl.
The fact that somehow,
but it is to no wrongdoing immediately. He was like, we don't admit to wrongdoing, but we're settling.
Well, that's normally how that goes. But the fact that somebody tipped him off that he was getting ready to get raided, because he basically
flew, he was in like an airport or something.
He flew out of the country like a couple hours before the raid to a country that doesn't extradite.
Fucking turd.
Like he dipset and was like, I'm out. Deuces. And I guarantee you, if they hadn't settled this whole thing, he would not be back here.
Dude, the power that these people have is like insanity.
And that's if all this is true.
Fucking insane.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So anyway, so that's the shitty on Diddy.
That's the shit. You know, elites just doing elite things. Eyes wide shut.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
reptilian shit.
Dicks and butts, eyes wide shut. You know,
dicks and butts.
That type of thing.
Dicks and butts.
Yep. Big cocaine energy from Diddy. But let's move on to another topic here at home.
At home.
Yeah, in the United States. Because our next two topics aren't going to be about the United States. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
There's been a lot of weird shit going on with bridges here in the United States lately.
Y'all ever heard about bridges?
I mean, look, the last time we talked about a bridge here, it was the Mothman.
And we do know that Eric loves Moth.
I love Moth. I've been addicted to fucking Fallout 76.
Oh my god, I saw your little post.
Oh, I love Moth.
And you're on the Mothman level? Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a tree falling on you. There's a tornado blowing through.
I blame it on one of the kitties.
So,
not sure which one.
Fallout 76, if you guys don't know, if you haven't watched the show, there's a bunch of different games, but Fallout 76 takes place in my home state of West, by God, Virginia.
West Virginia. Which is, sorry. Mountain you know mama. I had yeah. to.
You had to.
I like Mountain Mommy.
There you go. it's also the land of many cryptids. And we've covered a lot of them. Flatwoods Monster, Mothman, Sheep Squatch makes an appearance in this game. We haven't discussed the Grafton Monster or the Beast of Beckley from my hometown.
You ever seen one?
I have not, sadly.
Disgusting.
It makes me sad. If they ever come out with a Mothman animatronic, though, I'm fucking...
I would bet, they have one.
Eric's like going to sell left nut energy.
Yeah, I will sell organs to get that. But, yeah, I'm addicted to this fucking game, and this entire month is Mothman events. Okay. So I'm just farming the Mothman event every day. On the hour.
Yeah, he's like, every hour, he's like, guess what time it is? And I'm like, is it moth time?
Yeah, we're in moth time now.
They have cute little Mothman plushies.
They're cute.
We need to do, like, a crossover event with one of the podcasts up in West Virginia so we can, like, do...
Have you seen one? If you know where it is, please let us know.
Please tell us.
Eric likes Moth.
I love Mothman.
So bridges.
I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, anyway, back to bridges.
Let's play some bridge.
I'm terrible at that game.
I don't know how that game goes.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
like I said earlier, that one's me. Just a little bit.
I did that for you.
Just a little key stare.
So we haven't used the soundboard in so long, and Bailey asked us to knock the dust off of it, so here we are.
Knock the dust off her.
So if you've been living under a rock, as we all know, the bridge fell in Baltimore, and all of a sudden all these other boats have been hitting bridges, and we've just had it happen again yesterday as of the time of this recording.
Well, one more, right?
One more. Well, there's been like four.
What?
Yeah.
There's been four
total, to my knowledge.
That's fucking crazy.
And last year was, it was like, what, all the train derailments and shit?
Oh, yeah, that was bad, really bad.
So I feel like some entity out there is attacking our infrastructure.
They don't like bridges.
So
boats near their bridges.
It's like, hey, how can you move a lot of people through this country and affect the supply chain? Well, you fuck up the trains and the boats.
Well, it's not like they took out all of our trains.
Well, the major...
Yet.
But the...
Are you telling me there's like a boat cryptid?
Well, the... No. But the bridge in Baltimore is a major port. So that would be like the equivalent of somebody like destroying the Charleston Bridge.
Oh.
So it's...
That's not good.
No, it fucks up like shipping.
So do you think it's like China? Or like enemy like that? Like, or is China our enemy? I don't know.
Technically, they're an adversary. Yeah, well, I mean, how are they going to get all those Temu shipments here if they fuck up the port?
But like, Amazon, too big. Shut her down.
Yeah, no, Amazon's going to be eating good, dude.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they don't get any of that shit from here. All comes from China.
Yeah, how can they get their stuff here?
So I doubt it's China. I would say it's probably our own country. Because they hate us.
Internal issues.
That or Russia. Russia, I could see doing that.
I was thinking Russia.
Russia could do that. Well, there was also a big thing where people were attacking substations with assault rifles.
What?
Yeah, North Carolina like had a several-hour power outage.
They have a substation?
Yeah.
Like a subway?
No, Bailey.
Go ahead.
Like a fucking power plant.
Oh, I was thinking like a zoom zoom, like a, you know. Go ahead.
Wait. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
Okay, but you said substation. Two things popped into my head. Bailey, a train.
Sandwich. And a train, and the sandwich.
And a subway, baby. I'm thinking about an all-American right now. Sweet
Bailey.
Club sub.
But
that bacon, turkey, and ham.
Thinking about a tuna salad. They got good fucking tuna.
It's not real tuna.
It's good.
It's like dolphin meat or something.
Ew, no way.
Yeah, dude.
You're fucking lying.
It's like 1% tuna.
It's the harvested organs of Jared, the Subway guy.
The one that lost all the weight?
Oh, yeah.
The one that diddled kids?
Yeah, that guy.
And then we come full circle.
Full circle.
The pea diddler?
The pea diddler. The Subway diddler.
Shit.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, that's the bridge thing, guys. So
what happened to be
yes, lots you, of content you, on the bridge.
Do you want it toasted or not? I don't know.
Well, our bridges are toasted right now.
Oh, my God. Our country's about to be toasted.
I mean...
Is Putin still, like...
Well, shit's popping off. We don't talk about politics on this show.
I just want to know if Putin is still the guy.
Yeah, he's still the guy.
Oh, okay.
He's there.
But,
what is that, prime minister? I don't know.
Zelensky's Ukraine, and if you don't think the government's like laundering money through Ukraine, you're an idiot. But
I thought we weren't talking about politics, and you just called somebody an idiot. Somebody's listening to this, going, "Fuck you, Eric," and they're never going to listen again.
That's fine. I said we don't normally talk about politics.
We're going to lose a listener.
I'm sorry.
Be all your fault.
I'm sorry. But follow the money. Follow the money.
My God.
Follow the... You know what? Hold on.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
That's what they're doing.
Do you understand that?
Okay. We understand. That's what they're doing. Every time they crash something into a bridge and there's an oil spill, they're putting chemicals in the water that turn the frogs gay.
Which, you know, a lot of people made fun of him for that Alex Jones said that. But, he's vindicated. That came out as true.
What?
Frogs are actually gay.
Yeah, they were becoming asexual, so they would change their gender to whatever.
Oh, that's not being gay. They're changing their gender.
Gender fluid.
Are you telling me trans frogs? Because if there are...
Yeah, they're trans frogs.
Hell yeah. Getting a little froggy. So, Alex Jones is the guy who does, like, conspiracies, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, he went to...
He's the one that got in big trouble for saying Sandy Hook was...
An inside job.
False flag.
Yikes. He went to... Didn't he go to... Didn't he get real deep inside the one with the owl?
Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, that.
So he exposed that. He also said 9/11 was an inside job, which...
That's become a fucking thing.
That's a thing. Let me put it this way. Alex Jones is right more than he's wrong, which is fucking terrifying. He was right about Epstein.
He's right about the frogs.
He's right about the frogs.
Damn those frogs.
This dude came out some shit months ahead of 9/11, said there's going to be a terrorist attack in New York.
He said it prior to?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Look up his track record. He is correct more times than he's wrong. And
so are you a fan?
Oh, I love me some Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've heard pretty decent things about him.
He's well, other than the whole like the Sandy Hook thing, which people tried to crucify him for, but that was more of his fan base that stirred up to shit on that, not him. But still people are very upset about that. The guy is fascinating. Like, his ability to tap into whatever Archon is looking over our planet is fucking...
Like, the aliens are talking to him.
Yeah, the interdimensional Archons that, like, watch over us are feeding this guy info. It's like the Nostradamus effect, man. Like, the guy's just predicting shit, and it's, like, true. It's fucking crazy. But enough on Alex Jones.
Right. What's next? We did bridges. We did diddler.
All right. Well, let's go across the pond.
All right. Swimming.
So,
hey, do you guys want to hear some swimming sounds?
Sure.
Now we're there.
What is that?
That's the sound of swimming.
It sounds like... You know what? I'm not even going to say what it sounds like. I
feel like it would be like gulping.
That would be, but... Well, that went from like licking a bean to like...
Sucking a peen.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh my God. I hope my dad never listens to this podcast.
This isn't even that bad.
It's not even that bad.
Yeah. This is pretty mild for us, I feel like.
Yeah. This is like walk in the park.
Yeah. We're just strolling over to
King Charles. Just released his
portrait.
And when he unveiled it, it scared the shit out of him.
He's ugly.
Well, I mean, the guy has sausages for fingers. It's
ew.
Wait, I haven't even seen this. Like, this is like gonna be first reaction of this.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, it's crazy.
I don't pay attention.
Crazy choice for a color scheme, but all right.
Yeah.
Go for it, I guess.
Tell me it's a monochromatic. It's not.
Oh no.
He looks like his face is emboldened over the devil itself.
Is he the one that was married to Princess Diana?
Yes.
Yes.
Oof.
Yeah, big
you
oof.
Think they would like do anything that like they should have painted him in fucking pink and purple flowers.
I figured like blue would
like royal blue
yeah. Or purple or something. Not
he looks like
hellfire red.
No, they were like, you know what, you know, devil red, Satan red.
Well, the fact that
all I'm thinking of is like the end of the month, like a period. That's what I'm thinking of.
Well, if you look at the
it's
photo,
menstruation themed.
So if you look at it mirrored. It looks like a
who
demon.
Who the fuck
yes,
is that?
It does.
That is Camilla.
Oh.
Who the fuck is
she? She looks like a goddamn zombie.
Here you go. Well, she damn near is.
Look at, you see the, do you see the, in the, uh-huh. What's in that the, thing called the test? The Rorschach test?
Yeah. Yes.
What do you see, buddy?
Yeah.
You see Satan? I see Satan.
It looks like a Baphomet skull.
It does
almost
look like Baphomet.
Does it say more about us, about him?
You know, we just don't know. But there is an article that I sent you, Bailey, on what the artist said it meant.
Let's read it.
So, let's get into that.
Okay, I'm on it. Okay. So, it was painted by a guy named Jonathan Yao. Yo. Yeo. Yao. Anyways. It's the first official portrait of the 75-year-old king since his coronation in May 2023, and it was unveiled on May 14th. So the portrait, drenched in the color red.
Blood.
Crimson.
Like red. Blood red, yeah.
The blood of all the innocent people that the British crown has murdered over the years.
Oop. And then there's a monarch butterfly over his right shoulder. So if you guys haven't seen this, I would go look at it. God, the Camilla one is bad.
She looks like a fucking, like...
ghoul.
Yeah.
A ghoul. All right. So Jonathan Yao told the BBC that Charles himself approved of the... Giggity. He noted that when the king first saw a half-done version of the painting, he was initially mildly surprised by the strong color, but otherwise he seemed to be smiling approvingly.
And then he looked startled as shit when he unveiled it. The video, if you guys are listening, find the video of him unveiling this thing. He looks fucking mortified. It's crazy.
So art critics have called it a stylistic mess. Some people said the instant a teacher who teaches at Rhode Island School of Design said the instant I saw it, having no idea what to expect, I literally heard the word blood in my head. All that red dripped here and there and scrubbed on and scrubbed off.
Well, you know what they say, those that can't do teach.
The face is gentle, weary, and a little sad. I feel less empathy for the face when I study the hands, which are a bit like talons. They evoke something a little monstrous to me.
Well, he does have monstrous hands. Like, if you look up his hands, clearly, like, his fingers are swollen to the point to where they look like bratwurst. It's insane.
So what the artist said was he wanted the painting to make reference to the traditions of royal portraiture, but in a way that reflects a 21st century monarchy. Well, it's fucking reflective.
Drenched in blood?
Yeah, drenched in blood.
It's all that adrenochrome that they're chugging to stay young.
Yeah, right? So someone said, is this the blood that has been shed as a result of British colonialism for centuries?
God damn.
The meaning of the butterfly symbolizes metamorphosis and rebirth, you know, from drinking the blood of
young children. Look, folks, I'm not saying King Charles is a reptilian, but he might be a reptilian.
So, yeah. So he says, last thing, this is my favorite thing about the painting. It depicts a man with a lifetime of inherited history. He may be conceding all the weight of social constraints, public attention, and bloody pursuit of power.
Mm. So silver linings.
Bloody pursuit of power is fucking right.
Yeah, I mean, yes. You know, your ex-wife did die.
Don't they really do anything, the monarchs? They're just kind of there.
They're figureheads. They are a drain on the British people. They do nothing. They have nothing to do with making rule or law.
They just exist.
Well, yeah. They have parliament.
They're basically just like, celebrities, right?
Yeah. Yes.
They're like the Kardashians.
Mm. I like the Kardashians, though.
Ooh, no. You got to mass block them. Block party 2024.
Excuse me?
Oh, you don't know about this?
I'm not blocking Kemi.
Oh, you should.
No.
It will ruin them.
I love my girly pops. It'll be
amazing.
I don't want them to ruin. I think that they've worked really hard at
right after the Met Gala
to get where they are.
Yeah, she sucked Ray J's dick so her family could eat.
They've done a lot of glug glugs to make it big.
Yes,
they earned that. Okay. Some of us do it for free.
All the way back to Chris.
Yeah.
Talking about last two episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice callback.
No problem.
Damn.
Well, all right. So we're gonna move on from demons in America, the Kardashians, and the demon that's running, you know, the royal crown in England to the Vatican.
The demons in Italy.
Yeah, the demons that run a whole religion. So recently, the Vatican has come out and has given guidelines on how to deal with spiritual apparitions.
Where are the warrants when you need them?
Well, so these are not like what you think.
Right?
This is like miracles and shit like that. Like the fuck, there was a famous one that happened where the Virgin Mary appeared to three children. The Miracle of Fatima, I think, is one of those. That's awkward. But yeah, it's this type of shit. So,
and aliens.
And aliens, yes. They're discussing aliens now. So that's fun. You know, our own governments won't tell us if the shit's real, but the Vatican's holding a meeting and letting us all know on the 18th.
I mean, they got fucking secrets up inside the Vatican, right?
Yes. Apparently there is a viewing device in the Vatican.
Viewing what?
Where you can view any point in time. Like somebody viewed the crucifixion on it.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Maybe, maybe not. There's also a bunch of lost books of the Bible that will never see the light of day. Because it goes against what they think is right.
Or what they want us to know.
There's a lot of lost knowledge in the Vatican. If I was an evil billionaire and wanted to maybe hire a mercenary army to go and storm the Vatican and take all the shit and disperse it back to the people, I would.
I've added to a list.
You guys could all like, comment, share, download the episode so that we can make that
happen. Yeah, like, share, subscribe. The Vatican.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying that there's lost knowledge in the Vatican, but I'm saying there's lost knowledge in the Vatican. Go take it back. Yeah, you have to like be vetted heavily and signed off on to even go into the Vatican archives. And even then, you can only look at like what you're trying to look at. And they will approve if you can go down there. It's super fucked up. But if you click on link number 2 I sent to you.
Dude, sometimes I just, while I'm pulling that up, sometimes I really just kind of freak out about like the planet that we're living in. It is like pretty scary. Like, okay, there's a bunch of shit that we're not allowed to know. Like, there's just a bunch of shit. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, dude, lost knowledge, ancient.
That's
ancient
fucking
knowledge.
Scary as fuck. I'm having an existential. All right,
I'm having an extraterrestrial crisis.
Me as well. Been having that. So the Vatican will offer new guidance Friday regarding supernatural phenomena and other apparitions. So an apparition referring to the appearance of a spiritual or supernatural visitor, most likely with instances involving a divine entity such as Virgin Mary or Saint. So they are expected to speak at a press conference at noon local time. And there will be a live stream of the conference available through the Vatican's YouTube. So if anybody wants to watch it.
I know I'll be watching it.
The last time the Vatican revised its doctrine for evaluating apparitions and other supernatural events was in 1978. So historically, the church has been pretty tight-lipped about how apparitions and other supernatural events were handled.
I feel like that was like right after all the exorcist shit came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the guidance issued in 1978 was done secretly, not made public for many years. So investigations of supernatural events have been left to local bishops because the Vatican A doesn't have enough resources to investigate every potential event.
Oh, they hold most of the gold on the fucking planet, but they don't have the resources. Get the fuck out of here.
Anyways, moving on. So like you had said, in the case of Medjugorje in Bosnia and Herzegovina, 6 people claimed to have visions of Mary beginning in 1981. Is that what you were referring
to?
No,
mine was before that.
Oh, well, all right. That wasn't investigated until 2010, but it had already been the subject of online groups, books, and movies. Catholic authorities are urged to proceed with caution because they don't want to take the risk to damage the faith, especially if reports later turn out to be false.
So you're telling me that Jesus isn't in my ego?
I didn't see Mary on the corner.
I saw
by
Jesus,
the Circle K.
I saw Jesus in my ego waffle, and I think it's a miracle. It was weeping maple syrup.
False apparitions may be, of course, the result of misunderstandings or psychological problems, but deliberate forgeries and fakes are also a problem for the church, as the financial incentive to appeal to believers can be strong, drawing millions of visitors, and some have really tried to monetize relics directly, like the man in Maine who tried to sell a piece of toast with the image of who?
Jesus H. Christ.
Jesus H. Christ on eBay.
Stands for Herbert.
He failed, but a woman in Florida successfully sold a 10-year-old grilled cheese sandwich, which claimed bore the image of the Virgin Mary for $28,000.
Dude, I'm going to do some pancake art. Yeah. Like I've seen people do on fucking TikTok.
Catholic Church, of course, did not recognize those as legitimate. So
it's just some guy with a butter knife scraping shit off. Literally. Making it look like Jesus.
So, not all supernatural events the church examines are as benign, and one of the most famous, which is the rite of exorcism, can be deadly, adding even more reason for the church to take a cautious approach. Some exorcisms have resulted in deaths, including the 1976 death of Annalise Michel, which is a German woman who died from dehydration after 10 months of exorcism, which I have actually heard that case, and it is fucking crazy.
The audio from that is highly disturbing, and we will definitely cover that.
Oh yeah, so freaky. Whenever we do, I'm taking my headphones off. I don't want to hear it. I had to like skip through it. Oh my god, fuck that. Yeah, that's. Oh, here we go. So, in an interview, Fernandez, who is one of the people who are going to give the press conference, I struck out.
Click it. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
Okay. Press conference has suggested that there needed to be guidance on handling cases of psychological and sexual abuse related to false mysticism. I like that word. Due to the serious nature of that abuse.
Cult leaders.
Some have suggested a less earthly reason, saying interesting UFOs may be part of the push, as a new film, God versus Aliens, is set to premiere at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, I'm here for it.
So it says the guidelines are not directly expected to talk about UFOs, but there are many in the UFO community, including GOP Tennessee representative. I didn't know if it meant Republican or representative.
That is a good point.
Anyways,
point Bailey.
Tim Burchett. So he's a. No, he's not. But Tim Burchett, theologians and ancient astronaut theorists who believe one possible explanation is that aliens and angels are one and the same.
I don't know about you guys, but I used to spend my 20s just getting stoned to the bone and watching Ancient Aliens every Friday.
Stony baloney.
It was my jam.
Yeah. Have you ever read Chariot of the Gods?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Eric Von Daniken.
I read half of it and got bored, which is shocking for someone who's actually obsessed with aliens. But yeah, so... that's that. It seems like they're not going to be talking. It's not going to be as fun as we want to make it sound. No, like, but
it's definitely going to be like, hey, maybe Jesus isn't trapped in your toaster. That's probably going to be a big part of it.
But like, chill out with the exorcisms, guys.
Dude, I love listening to exorcist talk on TikTok.
Huh?
Like, yeah. Have you listened to I got to work on your algorithm on TikTok, dude.
Yeah.
I have, like, actual demonologists and exorcists coming up.
Okay, see, because I watch TikToks before I go to Seepies. And my mommy, when I was younger, told me that if I watched demonic movies or things about demons or read books about demons, that they would come into my home and demonize me.
You have two cats.
True. So I have enough demons in my home.
Yeah.
I actually don't need any more.
I've got this one right here.
That's true. But she's so cute. Look at her.
Fucking semen demon.
Okay. Icky, mom and dad. Icky.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. I hope you've enjoyed this kind of like all over the place chaotic episode.
Yeah. I had fun.
I had a blast. It's always a good time to
Ripley sabotaged us.
Yeah, Ripley set us up for failure. We had like 10 really good fucking Ripley, minutes. Ripley,
you're supposed to do better with the sound. She said, I don't give a fuck about that. Treats, bitch. Yeah.
I propose we never read a story ever again. I'm just kidding. Ha ha.
Oh, well, you know, people, that's what people come here for.
Can I click a button and just see what it does? Because I don't know what any of them do, and I just think that would be a really fun ending to a really fun time.
You know what?
Anybody.
Christian, drop the socials.
We appreciate you guys so, so much. Thank you for coming along on this roller coaster that we call the podcast sometimes. we appreciate you guys. Thank you for the love, the likes, the follows, the shares. Make sure you guys are downloading, sharing the show with your friends. And continuing to love us on our socials. You guys can love us on Creeps of the Crypt at Facebook, Instagram. And you can also love us individually. We love it. Bring it to us. Come on. And then Bailey can push the button.
Bring me 15 hookers now and get the drugs ready and take me to the private island.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
That brings us back to Diddy.
Full circle, baby.
Yep, it's all full circle. But all right, guys, we will see you next week.
Stay
creepy.
Stay spooky.
Stay strange.
Later.
Bye.